to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back inside Tri-County High School, getting set for the boys' varsity game. Second half of our basketball doubleheader in the girls' game completed just a few minutes ago. The Sacred Heart girls got the win. The final was the Irish 38 and the Tri-County Trojans 31, 38-31 the final. Sacred Heart girls improved their record to 7-0 on the season. Another final score that we have for you. In girls basketball, it was Johnson Brock tonight defeating Sterling. The final there, Johnson Brock 51 and Sterling 26. Our thanks once again to Dalton Knippelmeyer for passing along the scores from the Johnson Brock games. Up next, as we said, boys varsity here, the Sacred Heart Irish 4-0 on the year, taking on a very good Tri-County Trojan team that is 4-1 on the season. Sacred Heart, as we said, 4-0, come into the game with wins over Sterling, Exeter Milligan Friend, Lewiston, and HTRS. Tri-County at 4-1, their only loss has been to Johnson Brock, and that was last Friday night. They lost to Johnson Brock 40-27. So the Trojans 4-1, the Irish at 4-0. Let's take a look at the starting lineups now for this boys' varsity game. First of all, for the Tri-County Trojans, they're coached by head coach Jeremy Sims. They'll go with Caden Bales. Bales is a senior at 6'3". Drew Sims, a sophomore, 5'10". Dustin Kapke. Kapke, a 6'2", senior. Braden Strofe. Strofe, 5'11", and a senior. And Cameron Reynolds, a 6'4", senior. So an experienced team, four seniors and one sophomore in the starting lineup for the Tri-County Trojans. Starting lineup for the Sacred Heart Irish, coached by head coach Doug Gold. She'll go with Cole Taft. Taft, a sophomore at 5'11". Jack Stice. Stice, 6'2", and a senior. Joe Simon, 6'4", and a senior. James Freshel, 6'1", and a senior. And Brendan Lemrond, a 5'9", sophomore. That's a starting five for coach Doug Golds and the Sacred Heart Irish. We're going to step aside and take a two-minute time out here, and then we'll be back with more of our pregame show and the opening tip-off for the boys' varsity contest right after this two-minute break. You're listening to Sacred Heart Irish Basketball on KTNC.
Dan's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years' experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Ho, 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 it's Christmas time. Come on in to Ace Hardware Farm and City Supply in Falls City for our Rapid and Red Christmas sales event. We got great deals on home decor for all your exterior illumination, bird feed, bird seed, bird feeders. All our grills are still on sale, and our Milwaukee tool sales are red hot, along with some DeWalt buys. Come on in. We got a lot of gifts in that $10 and $20 range on special. Come in and check us out and have a Merry Christmas.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Tri-County High School, getting set for the boys' varsity game. We're having the introduction of starting lineups right now over the public address system. If you weren't tuned in for that girls' game completed a few minutes ago, the Sacred Heart girls got the win 38-31 But it was not easy. They led 12-7 after one quarter. They were up by a single point at halftime, 18-17. They fell behind by as much as 6 points in the third quarter on two occasions. They were trailing after three quarters by 129-28, and then went on and picked up the 38-31 win. Three critical free throws in the final 60 seconds by McKinley Scholl kind of sealed the win there for the Lady Irish, as they improved their record to 7-0 on the year with the win tonight here at Tri-County. This boys' varsity contest should be quite a matchup. The 4-1 record for Tri-County, it would be safe to say Tri-County has faced a little bit stronger schedule. Sacred Heart's wins have been over Lewiston and HTRS, Exeter Milligan Friend, and Sterling. The Irish 4-0 undefeated. And as we said a moment ago, Tri-County's only loss has been to Johnson Brock, 40-27 last Friday night. Stepping into the center circle to jump it up for the Irish will be Joe Simon. He'll jump it up against 6'4" Cameron Reynolds for Tri-County. The official looks to the scorer's table, indicates they're ready to go, and we're ready to get underway here at Tri-County. Here's the tip. It's going to be controlled by the Trojans. They come up with the basketball. Caden Bale sets the offense, gives inside. Sims driving lay-in up and good. Drew Sims with a quick 2 points, just drove down the lane unmolested and got the lay-in. It's 2-0 Tri-County. Now for the Irish. Jack Stice brings it into forecourt. Goes inside the paint. Oh, a nice feed to Freshel. Shot is up and good by James Freshel. Give the assist to Joe Simon. Got Freshel for the easy lay-in on the baseline. We're tied at two apiece. James Freshel coming off a sprained ankle. First action he's seen. Missed a couple of games with an ankle sprain. Here's a steal by Jack Stice. Stice with the steal, brings it into forecourt, kicks it into the corner, deep baseline left side, Brendan Limron. Limron brings it back up to James Freshel. Freshel with that sore ankle, goes inside the paint. Limron for three from the corner, no, couldn't get it. Fight for the rebound, thought that Simon had it for a moment, but it's stolen away. Down court is Braden Strofe. Strofe feeds it up to Kapke, into the corner, left side of the basket to Bales. Bales, top of the circle, feeds to Strofe once again. Now Drew Sims. Sims drove a minute ago and got the lay-in. Couldn't get to the paint this time. Now driving on the baseline, they give it to Sims in the corner. Open look, passes up the shot. Top of the key, here's a long three that's up and off the rim. That shot put up by Bales, but the rebound comes down to Tri-County. Strofe comes out with the basketball, back to the top of the circle to Drew Sims. Here comes Bales once again. Right side, baseline, dribbles toward the basket, can't get there. Feeds it into Reynolds in the paint. Simon is there with Reynolds. Turnaround, hook shot up and good. Cameron Reynolds with a hook shot over Simon, and it's 4-2 Tri-County on top, 6:18 to play here in the first quarter. Joe Simon handling the basketball. Simon, bounce pass to Jack Stice on the left wing. Stice, being guarded closely in a man-to-man, gets away from the defender, goes to Limron in the corner on the baseline right side. The 5'9 sophomore, Limron, handles the ball, dribbles out from between two defenders and brings it out onto the elbow on the right wing. Now at the top of the circle, picks up his dribble, bounce pass to the left side to Cole Taft. Taft works to the baseline left side. He can't get there. Taft has the ball stolen away on the fast break. Drew Sims takes it all the way in. Can't get the look, the shot, feeds it, driving lay-in up. Basket counts, and a whistle, and a foul. Caden Bales got the basket on the assist from Sims and drew the personal foul. The foul is going to be called on the Sacred Hearts. Joe Simon. Simon gets called for his first personal. And at the free throw line for the and one is Caden Bales. 6-2, Tri-County with the early lead here. Bales' free throw is on the way, short. Joe Simon has the rebound for the Irish. Outlet pass to Jack Stice. Stice gets it across the timeline, goes to Simon. In the paint, feast of Freshel. Shot is up and good. And again, Simon with the assist, James Freshel with the basket. Joe Simon's looking for Freshel under there for a couple of easy buckets. 6-4. The lead is 2 for Tri-County. 5:18 to go here in the first quarter. Here's a driving lay-in up off no good. Simon is there with the rebound for the Irish. Outlet pass from Simon goes to Jack Stice. He'll push it down the court. Here comes Simon in the paint. Ball tipped away. Whistle. Foul's going to be called. Simon had the ball knocked away, and I think Joe's going to get called for the personal. Yes, he did. The foul's on Joe Simon, and that is unfortunate. He has two personal fouls. We haven't even played 3 minutes yet. 5:04 to go in the first quarter. Simon already with two personals. The Sacred Heart girls had their issues with foul trouble throughout the entire ball game tonight. They were playing shorthanded, players sitting on the bench. So Simon with his second foul, Tri-County will have the basketball. Strofe with it to the top of the circle. Kapke around the horn in the corner. This is Bales, top of the key. Sims shot is up and good. Drew Sims hits a three from the top of the circle. He's got 5 points, and it's 9-4. The lead is 5 now for Tri-County. On the dribble for the Irish is Cole Taft. Taft feeds into the corner, baseline left side. Freshel can't get to the basket. Cooper Kanabe is in the ballgame now. Kanabe, 6'2 sophomore, in there replacing Joe Simon. Pretty big shoes to fill there for Kanabe, with Simon sitting on the bench and two personal fouls. On the baseline right side, no place for Lemron to go. Gets it back out to Freshel, who launches a three. It won't go. Rebound comes down to Drew Sims. Sims, fast break, gives the pass down court to Caden Bales, and Bales gets the lay-in. Irish are going to have to get back on defense. They're giving up points on uncontested lay-ins here. It's 11-4. Irish down by 7 early. Lemron tries to go in the lane. He gets tied up. A held ball is going to be called, and the possession arrow is going to favor the Irish. I believe Sacred Heart will keep the basketball. Here's a sub in. Cameron Reynolds back onto the floor, replacing Dustin Kapke. In for the Irish now comes Kyler Sipple, 5'10 sophomore. Sipple checks in. I believe he's replacing Taft, who's going to set out. Irish with the basketball to inbound it. Into the corner, it comes to Freshel. Freshel leads it back to Stice. And Jack Stice will set things up all over again. Stice works to the right side of the free throw circle. A cross-court pass, left side lane, goes down to Freshel. They feed it in the corner. Falling to the floor, but keeping his dribble. Now the ball taken away and stolen. Driving lay-in, Sims up and good. Drew Sims got the breakaway layup. He's got 7 points already, and suddenly it's a 9-point deficit here. 3:25 to go in the first quarter. Irish in trouble here early in the ballgame. Here's Freshel with a long three. It's off the rim, doesn't go, and the rebound comes to Caden Bales. Here comes a fast break again. Into the corner, in traffic. Ball is loose on the floor this time. Bales has it. Now everybody diving after the ball, and finally we're going to get a whistle and a held ball called. Possession arrow is going to favor Tri-County. 3:06 to go, first quarter. Irish down by 9 early. 13-4. Tri-County with the lead. The inbound pass comes into Braden Strofe. Strofe to the corner. Sims, Drew Sims in the corner left side. Clears it back top of the key to Tayden Gronemeyer, who just checked in. Now a whistle on the baseline. And we're going to have another foul on the Irish. This one is going to go on Jack Stice. That's his first. Team foul number 3 on Sacred Heart. Unfortunate, Joe Simon picked up 2 fouls in the first 3 minutes. Here's an inbound pass nearly stolen away, and now they do knock it loose. Held ball is going to be called. Cooper Kanabe in there getting after that one. Kanabe coming off the bench in place of Joe Simon. Now back into the lineup for the Irish is Cole Taft. Taft in, replacing Brendan Lemrond, and Lemrond will take a breather with 2:51 to go in the first quarter. 13-4, Irish down by 9 early. Jack Stice brings the ball up the court against a pressuring man-to-man defense. Goes to James Freshel in the corner. Cooper Kanabe handles the ball. Kanabe's pass is tipped away, and oh, it went off the fingertips of Stice. And it'll be a turnover to give it back to Tri-County. Here come the Trojans with a 9-point lead, 2.5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Sophomore point guard, Drew Sims, Jeremy Sims' son, the head coach here. We know the Sims family well. The older boys played basketball with my grandsons in club ball. Going to the baseline left side, bounce pass underneath, shot up off the glass and good. Cameron Reynolds has 4 points, 15-4. The deficit is double digit now. Down by 11 are the Irish. Long three from the corner is off, no good. Ripping down the rebound is Caden Bale. Fast break, here comes Sims again. Spin move off the glass, got it. Nope, they're going to say he traveled. Well, Sims made a pretty nifty move down in the lane in traffic. He got the ball in the hole, but they say he traveled in the process. It'll give it back to Sacred Heart. Irish with 2:02 to play here in the first quarter, down by 11. Sacred Heart desperately needing some points on the board They've managed only four thus far in the period. In the corner right side is Cole Taft handling the ball. Taft comes up top to Freshel with it. Freshel feeds around to the left elbow. Top of the circle, Kanabe. Kanabe back to Taft in the corner. Taft tried to get to the basket, couldn't. Skip pass comes across to Stice to the right side now. Kyler Sipple handles the ball. Sipple has picked up his dribble. He needs help. A cross-court pass. Sipple goes back to Stice with the basketball. Stice long two. Fall-away shot off. No good. Rebound Caden Bales, and here comes Tri-County. Bales decides to back it out. Top of the free throw circle. To the left elbow. Goes to Sims with the pass. Sims goes inside. Taden Gronemeyer. Gronemeyer just going to back it out with a minute 10 to play in the quarter. Now Sims handling the basketball. Drew Sims underneath. They feed it inside. A whistle and yet another foul. Trying to put the shot up was Dustin Kapke. And I think the foul is going to go on Cole Taft. On Taft, his first, team foul number four. At the free throw line, shooting two shots, Dustin Kapke, 6'2 senior. Tri-County up by 11 now, 15-4, with 1:04 to play here in the first quarter. Dustin Kapke shooting two. The first one is up and off, no good. He'll get another attempt here shortly. Sitting out now is Kyler Sipple. Back into the ballgame, Brendan Lemrond, after catching a breather. Dustin Kapke ready for his second free throw attempt. Takes aim. Shot is on the way. It's up and good. Got that one. Check that. 16-4, your score now. Oh, wait a minute. They're going to say a lane violation and take that one away from him. A lane violation? He did not get that shot, so the score remains 15-4. It went in, but somebody got in the lane too soon. 56 seconds to go in the quarter. Freshel at the top of the circle. Moves inside the paint. Flips it up to Stice. Stice will back it back out between the rings. This pressuring man-to-man defense is really giving the Irish fits. They're having trouble getting the ball anywhere near the hole in there. Now Freshel, jump shot in the corner left side, in and out, falls to the floor, no whistle. And with 30 seconds to go, here come the Trojans, up by 11. They took away that free throw a minute ago, so it's an 11-point lead. In the corners, Bales driving layup, up and good. Caden Bales lays it in. He's got six. 17-4. Tri-County has jumped all over Sacred Heart here in the first quarter of this boys' varsity game. Just 12 seconds to play in the first period. Irish need to regroup. Around the horn to the left side goes Cole Taft. Now a whistle down in the left wing, and the foul is going to be called on Tri-County this time. I think this is going to go on Drew Sims. On Sims, his first foul, first team foul, called on Tri-County. 7 seconds, 6 seconds. Cole Taft with the ball. Taft gives it to the left side. Stice, 2 seconds. Shot is on the way at the buzzer. Does not go. And after one quarter, Tri-County leading Sacred Heart 17-4. We'll be back in 1 minute on KTNC.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trust, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved ones, call Halbert & Dunn LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and plan the best plan for you. Halbert & Dunn provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert & Dunn LLC in Falls City.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula back with you. Tri-County High School just south of DeWitt, Nebraska. After one quarter, the Tri-County Trojans leading the Sacred Heart Irish boys 17-4. Double-digit 13-point lead. Not a good first quarter. Joe Simon sat out over five minutes of that first period as he picked up two personal fouls in the first 3 minutes. Simon is back on the floor now. That should help inside with the offensive threat inside the lane for us. Tri-County has the ball to start this second period. Drew Sims dribbles in, penetrates into the lane, kicks the ball back out to the top of the key to Cameron Reynolds. Around it comes to Caden Bales. Bales tries to drive the baseline. I believe they just got Simon for his third personal. If that is the case, oh my goodness. Yes, it is. Joe Simon just picked up his third personal, and we're only 21 seconds into the quarter. He had the first two in the first 3 minutes. Simon's going to remain in the ball game with three personal fouls. I hate to say it, that last one was kind of a ticky-tack deal. Simon comes to the top of the key with the pass into the corner right side, Brendan Lemron. He tries to penetrate in the lane, can't get there, has to flip the ball back out to Stice. Now Lembron gets it back from Stice, lobs inside. Freshel, lay in off the glass. It won't go. Rebound, pulled down. Caden Bales. Bales down court to Drew Sims. Sims, a cross-court pass to Strofe. Strofe, he thought about a three there for a minute, put it inside the lane instead. And traveling is going to be called on Cameron Reynolds. Unfortunate turn of events here with foul situation. Joe Simon got two fouls. Timeout taken by Tri-County with 7 minutes to go in the first half, 17-4. Irish down. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, the Joe Simon foul situation is this. He had two personal fouls in the first 2:56 of the ball game, less than 3 minutes played. He picked up his third foul just 21 seconds into the second quarter after setting out for 5 minutes, and now he's on the floor playing with three. Irish have the basketball. Freshel at the top of the circle. Hands the ball to Jack Stice. Up top, Simon. Simon feeds Freshel. Driving layup. Got it. And a whistle and a foul. And that's the third time tonight that that combination has worked, in which Joe Simon feeds the ball to James Freshel on the baseline. And that also accounts for all six of Sacred Heart's points thus far. That foul on Cameron Reynolds, his first, team foul number one. At the free throw line, James Freshel. The free throw is up and off, no good. The rebound comes down to Tri-County. Clearing it out is Caden Bales. Down to Drew Sims. Sims in the paint. Kicks it to the corner. Baseline left side, Kapke. He passed up an open look for three. Didn't want to take it. Now Sims gets the ball back, the sophomore point guard. Bounce pass to Caden Bales, top of the key, back to Sims. Sims in traffic. Right side corner, long two, up and off, no good. Rebound, pulled down by Jack Stice. Stice will bring it up court, 17-6. Irish down by 11. They trailed by 13 at the end of the first quarter. Inside, they feed it to Simon. Goes up with a shot, couldn't get it. People all over him. Simon gets his own rebound. Tries to clear a pass out here to Brendan Lemron. Lemron couldn't handle it. The ball gets away and goes out of bounds. 5:59 to play first half, 17-6. It's been all Tri-County thus far here for the Trojans. Drew Sims dribbles into forecourt, kicks to the corner to Cap. He ball got away from him out of bounds. And there, oh my, this happened right in front of my table. And the ball is going to stay with Tri-County. They'll inbound it on the baseline. Caden Bales right in front of our broadcast table. We're on the stage here on the east end of the floor. He'll inbound it, lobs it up top to Drew Sims out near the midcourt line. Sims with a lob pass to the far right side. Now bounce pass goes to Baden. Now Sims with a little hook shot that's up and good. Drew Sims has 9 points in the ballgame. For the sophomore, here's a long three that's up, won't go. That put up by Stice from the corner. A whistle, they're going to say he traveled before he shot it anyway. So it's 19-6. The lead is 13 points once again with 5:25 to play here in the first half. Caden Bales plays catch out here with Sims. Sims to Bales, right back to Sims. Now Bales will launch a three from the corner that's off the rim. but Sims is there with the rebound and the follow shot. It doesn't go. Simon comes down with it. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Tri-County, and Simon is not a happy camper as he came down and had words with Cameron Reynolds. Reynolds has called for his second personal. Reynolds really probably put a little bit more into that than he needed to coming after the ball, and Simon did not like it one bit. All right, Brendan Lemron brings the ball down to set the offense. To the right side, finds Cole Tapp. Lob pass to Simon. Simon moves to the basket, kicks it back to the corner. Stice now penetrates at the free throw line. Can't get the shot. Again, comes to Simon. Spin moves Simon off the glass. No whistle and a foul. And Simon's going to be at the line to shoot two. I was holding my breath for a moment. I thought they were going to tag Simon for going after that rebound. They did not. The foul goes on Kapke. His first, team foul number three on Tri-County. Simon at the line shooting two. First one is up and good. That is Joe Simon's first point of the night. He's been on the bench for most of the first half here in foul trouble. Simon's second free throw is up. This one rims off and doesn't go. Tri-County comes down with the rebound. Great job saving him from going out of bounds by Caden Bales. Bales gets the pass back into the corner. Tayton Gronemeyer is on the floor now for the Trojans. Top of the key. Strofe feeds Gronemeyer. Gronemeyer, top of the circle. Back to Drew Sims. Sims with the basketball. A little 5'9 sophomore point guard. He's quick as can be out there. Has 9 points already, too. His pass now goes to Strofe. Strofe finds Sims. Sims with a floater in and out. Rebound. Simon had it for a moment. Rebound follow shot put back up by Caden Bales. Bales has 8 points, and this is not a good showing thus far for the Irish. They trail 21-7 with 3:56 to go in the first half. As Jack Stice tries to set something up here offensively. And it goes to Simon. He stands at the free throw line. Back to Simon, left side of the lane. Simon, bounce pass gets knocked to the floor. And a whistle and a foul. And I'll tell you, Joe Simon's not in a good mood right now. He got knocked to the floor. We've got a whistle and a foul. And this foul is going to be charged to Tayton Gronemeyer. On Gronemeyer, his first, team foul number four. Timeout taken on the floor with 3:42 to go in the first half. 21-7, the Irish trail. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Whether you're looking to save for a rainy day or retirement, Frontier Bank has you covered with a variety of investment options. Hurry in for a promotional rate of 5.25 APY on a 7-month or 13-month CD. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required. Stop in or visit frontier.bank for more information. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, with 3:42 to play here in the first half, the only offense for the Irish has come on three baskets by James Freshel, all three of them on baseline feeds from Joe Simon, where Simon turned, got the ball to Freshel, and he laid him in. That's where our 6 points came from. The seventh point was Joe Simon's free throw. Here's an inbound pass. Shot is up. Won't go for Stice. Rebound Tri-County. Trojans down court. Sims in the corner. Drew Sims. He's trapped down there. Double teamed in the corner on the left side of the basket. Finally gets it out and clears it up to Caden Bales. Around the perimeter it comes. Good defense by Jack Stice. Stice reached out. Tipped the ball away from Braden Strofe. It went out of bounds off of Stice. It'll stay with Tri-County. 3:24 to play first half, 21-7. Tri-County dominating performance thus far. Irish just not able to get their offense untracked here tonight against this Tri-County man-to-man defense. Here's a pass under the basket that's stolen away nicely by Jack Stice. Stice has got Taft out ahead of him. Goes to Taft in the corner on the right side. Cole Taft dribbles it all the way to the top of the key and finds Simon. Simon goes to Freshel. Freshel wants to do the little shot in the paint, can't get it, has to go back to the top with Stice. 2:58 to play in the first half, 21-7. Here's a long three, right side, off the rim, Cole Taft, no. Taft almost got his own rebound back, then it's grabbed up by Strofe. Fast break, Sims. Fall away shot. Hit the backboard, no. Try for a putback, won't go. Rebound. Kapke. Shot is up. Kapke, it's good. Dustin Kapke with his first points of the night as he gets the basket. 23-7. Unbelievable here, your score. Tri-County completely dominating the Irish in the first half. The Irish came in here undefeated, 4-0 on the year. 2:22 to play. There's a pass to the right side. Open look for Stice. Didn't take it. Back up top. Here's Lumron for three. It won't go. Rebound brought down by Drew Sims. Sims, down court pass in a hurry. Fast break to Strofe. Strofe. Again, they go to Sims with it. 2 minutes to play. Strofe from the corner. That's a three. Strofe hits a three from the corner on the right side of the basket. Extends the lead now to 19 points at 26-7. I didn't see this one coming, folks. I got to be honest. A minute 45 to go here in the first half. Sacred Heart trailing big to Tri-County here at DeWitt Tri-County High School. Here comes Simon toward the basket. Flips it back out to an open look. Stice for three that won't go. The ball just will not drop for Sacred Heart here in the first half. Just cold as ice down there. Bales into forecourt with the ball for the Trojans. Goes in the paint with it. The ball is loose. There's the steal. Brendan Lemron has the steal. Fast break. Feeds it to Cole Taft off the glass. They miss the lay-in. Oh, my. Uncontested. 2-on-1 down there. Even the lay-in wouldn't drop for the Irish. 26-7. The ball just will not go in the hole. That one, 9 times out of 10, is going to be result in 2 points on a fast break like that. This time, it did not. Strofe in the paint. Free throw line. Bounce pass goes in. The ball goes off the hands of Dustin Kapke out of bounds. Sacred Heart will get it on the turnover. Irish will have it. Simon to inbound it with 50 seconds to play here in the first half. 50 seconds to go. We got subs checking in. Kyler Sipple back onto the floor replacing Cole Taft. Sipple in. Cole Taft comes out. 45 seconds to play in the first half. Behind the back dribble. Brendan Lemron has the ball stolen. Down court. Fast break. Lay in up and good. Caden Bales laid it in. He's in double figures. Has 10 points. Now Jack Stice will bring the ball up court with 30 seconds to play here in the first half. Across court. Skip pass into the corner. Left side. Kyler Sipple. Sipple on the dribble. Being double teamed. Got away from it. Gives the ball back to Lemron. Lemron. Left side. Goes into Freshel with it at the free throw line. Freshel feeds Stice. Stice in traffic. Out to Simon for three. Off the front of the iron. Does not drop. Rebound. Tri-County with 8 seconds. Down court. Bales takes it all the way in. Lays it off the glass up and good. Bales lays it in. He's got 12. There's a buzzer. And at the half, the Tri-County Trojans are leading the Sacred Heart Irish. Your halftime score, Tri-County 30. Sacred Heart 7. 30-7 our score at halftime. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Then we'll be back with our halftime show presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Contact them online at highlandcc.edu. We're back in 2 minutes on KTNC.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Mustang Seeds understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Mustang Seeds build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Mustang Seeds grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality and best product placement for southeast Nebraska soil. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Mustang Seeds will help you win in the field. Mustang Seeds. Supporting farmers from the ground up.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our halftime numbers are presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Contact them online at highlandcc.edu. Well, at the half, the Sacred Heart Irish are trailing the Tri-County Trojans 30-7. Let's look at the numbers. Caden Bales leads the way for Tri-County. He has 12 points. Drew Sims has 9. 4 for Cameron Reynolds. Adding 3 was Brandon Schoaf and Dustin Kapke with 2 for their total of 30. From the free throw line, Tri-County went 0 for 2 from the charity stripe. For the Sacred Heart Irish, led by James Freshel, he has the only field goals in the game for the Irish with 6 points. All 3 of those on layups on the baseline, with assists coming from Joe Simon. He has 6. Joe Simon has 1 on 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. The Irish went 1 of 3 from the line, have 7 points at halftime. Joe Simon picked up 2 fouls within the first 3 minutes of the ball game. Picked up his 3rd foul just 21 seconds into the second quarter after setting out 5 minutes. So Simon has seen limited action out there. He does have a single point. 30-7, our halftime score, the Tri-County Trojans leading the Sacred Heart Irish. This halftime scoring recap presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but far from dead. You can contact them online at highlandcc.edu. Now we're going to step aside for 2 minutes, give you an update on the local weather forecast, another 2-minute break. And then we'll be back with the third quarter. Don't go away. Lots more basketball coming up tonight right here on KTNC.
Fall City Foods is a pet food ingredient manufacturer that processes fresh and frozen meat byproducts for the pet food industry. Their ingredients are shipped nationwide to be further processed into pet food and treats. Fall City Foods is hiring and looking for new people to join their team. You can apply at Fall City Foods, 404 Pacific Street in Fall City, or send an email to dusty@fallcityfoods.com.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving toward. That's because you'll feel totally protected with the right auto coverage. Plus, you'll save up to 23% when you bundle auto and home with our expert agents. American Family Insurance.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency, Inc. in Falls City or Auburn. Call 402-245-2605.
Hey, everyone. This is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing southeast Nebraska, northeast Kansas, and northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Falls City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
This is your Casa Kit Station, KTNC Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Patrick McMillan. We will see relatively calm weather continue throughout the middle of the work week as a high-pressure system works its way over the area, but as we go into the day on Thursday, we do see a low-pressure system that'll start to make its way over the plains, bringing with it the chance for rain clearing out by Friday. However, that chance of rain quickly returns into the beginning of the weekend on Saturday, with that rain becoming more consistent through the end of the weekend, with a chance of rain lasting into the beginning of next week as well. As we make our way throughout this week, we will see high temperatures remain well above the average high for this time of year, which is 37 degrees. As we take a closer look at the forecast, this evening, mostly clear skies and a low of 31 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies and a high of 53. Wednesday night, patchy frost late in the night, mostly cloudy skies otherwise and a low of 41 degrees, with patchy fog and a chance of rain through the day on Thursday, mostly cloudy skies and a high of 55. A chance of rain continues Thursday night. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 36.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Jen's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jen has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jen's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dense Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back inside Tri-County High School. It's halftime. The Sacred Heart Irish and the Tri-County Trojans doing battle here. The Irish trailing 30-7 right now at halftime. Sacred Heart just not able to get things going offensively at all. An update on the Johnson-Brock-Sterling boys game at halftime. Johnson-Brock is leading Sterling 41-20, the halftime score. Johnson-Brock over Sterling in boys action. In the girls game earlier tonight, Johnson-Brock defeated Sterling. The final was 51-26. In our girls game here tonight, the Sacred Heart Irish girls held on for a 38-31 win over Tri-County. That improves the Sacred Heart girls to 7-0. The Irish boys came in here 4-0, but that undefeated record is in jeopardy here, to say the least, down by 23 points, 30-7. I'll say this. I've been following these Irish teams for a lot of years, and Doug Goltz is a master at halftime adjustments. When he comes out, whether it's football, basketball, or whatever, you usually see things, the tone of things change in the third quarter. But, boy, down by 23, that's a pretty tall mountain to climb. Let's see how this third quarter goes. On the floor, the same five starters for the Irish: Taft, Stice, Lemrond, Simon, and Freshel. Sacred Heart will have the basketball to start the third quarter. The inbound pass comes into Stice, and Jack Stice feeds inside. Simon, in the paint, fall away shot up, got it, and he's fouled. Simon just took the ball right at the basket. That's Joe Simon's first field goal of the night, as he got that one in the paint. The foul is going to be called on Cameron Reynolds. On Reynolds, his third personal, first team foul, of course, of the quarter. Reynolds will set down, and coming in to replace him is Tayden Gronemeyer. Gronemeyer takes his place. Now Simon for the and one. The free throw is up and in and out. Couldn't get it. Irish are 1 of 4 tonight from the charity stripe on the game. Into forecourt comes Drew Sims with the basketball to the top of the key, back up to Strofe. Strofe will set the offense. A cross-court pass to Sims. Bounce pass underneath. A whistle, and they say, oh, kicking the basketball. Was afraid we had a foul. Every time there's action in the area of Joe Simon, I get nervous. And just say the ball went off of Simon's foot out of bounds, and it'll stay with Tri-County. Strofe will inbound it for the Trojans. Lobs it up top to Drew Sims. Sims, just a sophomore, stands 5'10", point guard out here. I think that had to be on a pretty good day. He stretched to be 5'10". Jeremy Sims, of course, is his dad, the head coach out here. In the paint, they feed it underneath the bucket. Baseline right side, thinking about the shot. Kapke decides to pass it up. They come back to Sims with the pass. Sims penetrates, feeds underneath. Oh, nice feed. Sims fed the ball on the baseline into Dustin Kapke, and what a gift there, as Kapke had an uncontested lay-in off the glass. Folks, it's 32-9. Here comes Simon in traffic. He's triple-teamed. Gets it out to Freshel for three. Shot is up and off. No good. Won't fall. And the rebound to Caden Bales. Bales kicks it to the left wing. To Strofe. Back to Bales. Deep baseline left side where he's double-teamed. Strofe lobs it under the basket. Shot is up and good. Boy, somehow he got that thing threaded the needle to Gronemeyer, and Tayden Gronemeyer gets his first 2 points. Folks, it's a 25-point lead for Tri-County, 34-9. 6:21 to go in the third quarter. Reach-in foul is going to be called on Tri-County's Brayden Strofe. On Strofe, his first, team foul number 2 of the quarter on the Trojans. Irish basketball. Inbound the pass from Cole Taft, goes into Jack Stice. Stice is being harassed by Caden Bales. Stice gets rid of the ball to Taft. Taft lobs into Simon. Simon is double-teamed, triple-teamed. They take the ball away from him. It's stolen. With the seal is Tayden Gronemeyer. Outlet pass goes to Brayden Strofe. Strofe guarded by Lemrod. Flips a dangerous across-court pass. Finds Sims with the ball. Sims wants to go up with a shot. Has his pocket picked. The ball is stolen. Brayden Lemrod. Lemrod driving layup. He got fouled. Lemrod will be at the line where he'll be shooting 2 shots. The foul is going to be on Dustin Kapke. On Kapke, his second personal, team foul number 3 on the Trojans. So 3 quick team fouls here on the Trojans. 5:49 to go in the third quarter. At the free throw line, shooting 2 shots, Brendan Lemrod. He had not scored yet tonight. This is his first attempt from the charity stripe. Shot is up and good for the sophomore. Brendan Lemrod will have a second attempt coming. 34-10. That's our score. The Irish trailing here. Second shot is up and good. Got them both. Brendan Lemrod hit a pair. 34-11 your score. 5:45 to go, third quarter. Here come the Trojans down court. Sims feeds to the right side to Strofe. Strofe in the lane goes to Sims. Bounce pass baseline left side. Spin move laying up and good. Caden Bales is having himself a ball game tonight. He's got 14 points now for the Trojans. 5:25 to go, third quarter. Back to a 25-point deficit, 36-11. Just no offense at all tonight for the Irish. They've got some pretty good looks and couldn't get them to fall, but there's another steal. Sims on the fast break, feeds it underneath, got the ball knocked back to him. Drew Sims dribbles it out to the corner. Needs help. Gives the ball, hands it to Caden Bales. Bales comes right back to Sims. He'll dribble between two defenders across court to the near side to Strofe. Strofe in the paint. Flips the ball back to Sims once again. Very patient. Strofe will launch a 3 from the top of the key that's off, and in the air with the rebound is Joe Simon. Simon just towered high above everybody, went up after that defensive board. In the paint, Stice can't get a shot off. He's triple-teamed in the lane. Now it comes back to Stice in the corner. He's going to try and drive in again. Goes up with a layup. He'll be fouled, and we'll have Jack Stice at the free throw line shooting 2 shots for the Irish. This foul is going to go, I think, on Dustin Kapke. And on Kapke, that's his third personal, fourth team foul of the quarter. 4:30 to go here. At the free throw line, Jack Stice. First free throw is up and good. That's Stice's first point of the night. Back into the lineup comes Cameron Reynolds now. He'll replace Dustin Koepke. Jack Stice ready for his second free throw attempt. It's up and it's good also. Got them both. The Irish have managed only four field goals in this entire ball game, with 4:25 to go in the third quarter. 36-13 is your score. Here's Sims trying to set the offense. Skip pass underneath the basket. Shot off the glass up and good. Wow. They found Tayden Gronemeyer. He got behind there, came in the back door with the pass and laid it off the glass. 38-13 the score. Taft to the top of the circle. Gives it up to Stice. Simon tries to work down the lane. Boy, I'm telling you, the pushing and shoving going on underneath. Simon gets knocked to the floor. Here's a long three that's up. Won't go down. That shot put up by Brendan Lemron. Rebound, Trojans. Fast break, other direction. Strofe gives to Sims. Back to Strofe on the left wing. Inside the paint, little alley-oop. Back to the corner, open look, baseline left side for two. Is off, no good, but a rebound. Follow shot, put back. The shot went down, but I think they're going to call a foul on the floor before the shot here. Foul is going to be on the Irish. It's going to be called on James Freshel. On Freshel, his first personal, first team foul of the quarter on Sacred Heart. 38-13, your score, with 3:32 to play in the third quarter. Here's Sims for three. Got it. Drew Sims has 12 points now for the sophomore. Drew nails the tray, pushes the lead out now to 41-13. Irish just not able to get any offense going. Now Jack Stice calls on Simon to come out and set the pick on the pick and roll. Open look, right side, Lemron for three. Won't drop, short off the front of the rim. The ball just won't go in the hole tonight for the Irish. Here comes Strofe. A cross-court pass, Strofe goes to his teammate, Caden Bales. Bales just hands it back to Sims. In the lane, moving toward the basket, ball dribbled away and stolen by Stice. Now a whistle, and they're going to say he traveled with the ball after the steal. Timeout taken, Sacred Heart with 2:43 to go in the third quarter. The Irish trailing 41-13. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Ho, 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 it's Christmas time. Come on in to Ace Hardware, Farm and City Supply in Fall City for our Rapid and Red Christmas sales event. We got great deals on home decor for all your exterior illumination, bird feed, bird seed, bird feeders. All our grills are still on sale, and our Milwaukee tool sales are red hot, along with some DeWalt buys. Come on in, we got a lot of gifts in that $10 and $20 range on special. Come in and check us out and have a Merry Christmas.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, Sacred Heart head coach Doug Golds with a very frustrated look on his face called the timeout there, took a full timeout. His team trailing 41-13, down by 28 points here, and still 2:43 to play in the third period. The Irish with four field goals, three of them by James Freshel in the first half on layups. Joe Simon got a field goal to start the second half, third quarter, on a layup inside the paint. Other than those four layups, not a single shot from the field has fallen for the Sacred Heart offense tonight. No jump shots, just four lay-ins. All right, 41-13, Irish trail. Here's a alley-oop pass underneath the ball, trying to go up for the shot, can't get it. That's Caden Bales. Bales feeds it back out to Sims. Now it comes back to Bales, to the top of the circle, Strofe with the ball. Sims almost took another three, hit one a minute ago. Inside to Bales, driving layup, no, follow shot, put back up and good. On the put back is Caden Bales. He's got 16 points now in the ballgame. The lead is 30, 43-13. Simon at the free throw line. Spin move. Kicks the ball back out. 43-13. Can you believe it? Sacred Heart's basketball. In the corner on the left side of the basket stands Cole Taft. Feeds it into Simon. Skip pass across Stice for three. Got it. There's the first field goal from outside the lane. Jack Stice nails a three from the right wing. Stice got her down. He's got 5 points. Nice shot by Stice. Fast break lay-in at the other end. Answering quickly is Dustin Kapke. Kapke's got six. 45-16, your score. Minute and a half to go. Here's a three that's up and Cole Taft short off the front of the rim. Bales with the rebound. Bales takes it all the way in for a floater, shoots it up, and scores it. Caden Bales, 18 points. Six of them here in the last couple of minutes of this period. Down to a minute 10 to go in the third quarter. They get the ball to Simon. Simon goes in for a floater that won't go over the top. Comes up empty. Fast break. Sims. Sims takes it to Taft. Taft's not going to have that. Foul's going to be called on Cole Taft. And we'll put Drew Sims to the free throw line. Sims has 12 points tonight. The sophomore has not been to the line. This will be his first attempt. In fact, Tri-County's only shot two free throws in this entire ballgame, and those were back in the first quarter. Sims at the line shooting two. First one is up and good. Drew Sims now with 13 points. Substitutes coming in now for Tri-County. Got Cameron Reynolds back onto the floor. Also checking into the lineup is Tayden Gronemeyer back into the contest. Drew Sims ready for his second free throw attempt. It's on the way up. It's good also. He hit them both. Sims 2 for 2 from the line. He's got 14 points now for Tri-County. And the lead is 49-16. 33-point lead here. Irish with the ball and 45 seconds to play in the third quarter. Jack Stice in the paint. Stice. Oh, nice feed underneath. Wait a minute. They're going to say he double dribbled. He fed the ball underneath to Brendan Lemron. Lemron laid it in the hole, but it won't count because they say Stice shuffled his pivot foot before the pass went to Lemron. With 39 seconds to go, Sims brings the ball up court, takes it all the way under the basket, dribbles all the way through, kicks it back out top. Now moving in, Bales, fall away shot up, in and out, rebound. Simon, Joe Simon, quick, outlet pass, down court, gets it to Lemron. Lemron takes it across the timeline, works to the right wing with it, down to Cole Taft in the corner. Taft in the corner, deep, baseline, right side of the basket, can't get there, has to bring it back up top between the rings at the top of the circle. The pass comes up to Jack Stice with 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Stice goes to Freshel. Freshel in the paint, back to Stice. Stice with a shot that's off the rim. Here comes the buzzer. After three quarters, the Tri-County Trojans lead it 49-16. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
The attorneys at Halbert & Dunn, LLC, in southeast Nebraska provide quality legal services in the areas of real estate, trust, estate planning, probate, business planning, and personal injury litigation. If you need help with a legal issue, call Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns at 402-245-4486 to schedule an appointment at Halbert & Dunn, LLC in Fall City.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Oh, I just saw a bunch of familiar faces walk past me here, and it's almost the entire Freeman boys basketball team with Coach Jim McLaughlin. They're all down here watching this one and scouting these two schools. The Freeman team here watching it. There's a lay-in at the other end once again for Cameron Reynolds. They got it inside. He laid it off the glass, pushes the lead up 51-16. There's a three from the corner that's up and good for Jack Stice. Stice with his second three-pointer. Put that one down. And down court come the Tri-County Trojans leading 51-19. They don't have to be in any hurry at all here. They can just let the air out of the ball if they want. Gronemeyer handles the pass to the top of the circle up to Reynolds. Cameron Reynolds had an open look there at the free throw line, decided not to take the shot. gives it back to Drew Sims. Sims with a spin move lay-in that won't fall. Rebound Sacred Heart, and then Sims stole the ball right back. Sims feeds it down, driving lay-in up and good by Cameron Reynolds. Gives Sims the assist. Reynolds with the lay-in. He's got 8 points, and it's 53-19. There's a pass that's tipped away. Goes out of bounds on the Sacred Heart baseline. Touched last by Tri-County. Irish will inbound the pass. Brendan Lemron will toss it in. He'll stand on the baseline under his own backboard, just to the left side of the backboard. Gets it into the corner to Jack Seiss on the left side of the basket. Seiss with a spin move. Feeds it into Simon. Simon up off the glass. He'll be fouled. We'll put Simon to the line to shoot two. Foul is going to be called on Tayton Gronemeyer. On Gronemeyer, his second personal, first team foul of the period. At the line, Joe Simon. He has 3 points. He went 1 for 3 so far from the line. Here shooting two. The first one is up and good. So he's now 2 out of 4 from the line and has 4 points. 6:42 to play in the ball game. Back onto the floor comes Dustin Kapke. Second shot for Simon is up, and this one won't go. It bounces off the back iron. Has been much the story tonight for the Irish, just not able to get the ball to fall in the hole. There's a fast break to the other direction. Ball is being tipped around, a whistle, and it's going to be Sacred Hearts basketball. Somebody stepped on the baseline down there for Tri-County. While they have the basketball, Coach Jeremy Sims doesn't seem all that concerned about that call. His team up 53-20. 6:22 to go. Now a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Trojans. This one is going to go on Henry Kapke, who just checked in. Kapke picks up his first personal. Sacred Heart on the dribble to set the offense. Jack Seiss for three from the left corner. He can't get it to fall. Rebounded Jason Weirman, who's in the lineup now. Tri-County starting to substitute pretty freely. Weirman in there. They give it to Strofe. Around the horn, Kapke. That's Dustin Kapke with the ball. There's a driving layup from the left side again. Up and good by Tayton Gronemeyer. He did that just a moment ago. He's got 6 points now. It's 55-20 with 5:45 to go. 35-point lead here. Sacred Heart trying to set up an offense. Lemron dribbles between defenders. Goes in with it to Simon. Nice pass from Lemron. Found Joe Simon, and Simon gets the lay-in off the glass. Timeout taken with 5:33 to go in the ballgame. 55-22 our score. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Veal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Dauber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Bohr, Clinic Manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Tonight's presenting sponsor for the broadcast is Bruna Implement Company in Humboldt, Nebraska, your Case IH dealer. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Company, also serving you from 5 additional locations in northeast Kansas. Say thanks to Bruna Implement if you enjoy these broadcasts, both here on KTNC and on Sunny 101.3. Here at Tri-County High School, we've got 5:33 left to play in the fourth period. Our score, Tri-County 55, Sacred Heart 22. Tri-County will have the basketball when we go back to live action to inbound it. Tayton Gronemeyer will inbound the pass against full court pressure from the Irish. Gronemeyer gets the ball in to Henry Kapke, who's in the lineup now. Henry, 5'10 sophomore, making his first appearance here. Henry Kapke. Jason Weirman also off the bench into the contest. Up to Cam Reynolds. Here's a three from the right wing that doesn't go. Rebound taken down by Jack Seiss. Seiss will push the ball down the court in a hurry. Inside they come with it to Simon. Simon is double team, triple team. Ball goes out of bounds. They say it's off of Simon. And Tri-County will get the basketball. Back into the game for the Irish, Cole Taft will check in. Taking a break is James Freshel. Taft into the lineup. Freshel goes to the bench for a breather. There's a steal on the inbound pass. No place to go underneath. There's a nice move to the basket and a shot that's put up by Brendan Lemron. He couldn't get the basket, but he drew the foul. Lemron with a nice move there by the sophomore. The foul is going to be called on Henry Koepke, his second personal, team foul number 3 of the quarter. Brendan Lemron at the line. He's 2 for 2 from the line so far tonight. This one is up and couldn't get it. Hit the back iron and then bounced off. He's now 2 out of 3. He'll have a second shot coming. Brendan Lemron, 5'9", sophomore point guard here for the Irish. Second shot is up. He nailed that one right down the middle. Nothing but nylon there for Brendan Lemron. Henry Koepke dribbling the ball down court. Brendan Lemron all over him, right in his back pocket there. Gets the cross-court pass to Jason Weirman. Weirman feeds it underneath in traffic. Shot is up and good. Nice job getting it to Tayden Gronemeyer. Gronemeyer's making 11 down there for the Trojans. He's got 4 baskets, and they've all come on those little lay-ins off the glass when they pass the ball to him as he crosses on the baseline. Tayden Gronemeyer came off the bench here in the second half for 8 quick points. Inside it comes to Simon. Double teamed, he's triple teamed. Goes up with a shot. Oh, no whistle. Simon's wanting a foul there, looking at the referee almost unbelievably like, wow. Yeah, coming up on 4 minutes to go here as Tri-County sets their offense. Reynolds to the right wing. Henry Koepke in the lineup now. We're seeing some new ball players on the floor that did not appear in the first half. Braden Strofe with it. Up top to Reynolds once again. This is Cameron Reynolds just holding the basketball. Inside of 4 minutes to play, 3:49, clock running here. 57-23 is your score. Tri-County with the lead. They pass it around the outside perimeter. Inside driving, lay-in up. Oh, missed the layup. Simon did a good job of tipping the ball out of there. Simon tips it out to Brendan Lemron gets the ball up court. He thought about taking a three there for a minute, but coming out to defend him now is Garrett Smid, who's checked in. Garrett Smid, a freshman, 5'11 on the floor for Tri-County. Here comes Simon. Almost got knocked to the floor, no whistle. Bounce pass to the side. Brendan Lemron for 3. No rebound. Tri-County with the board is Tayden Gronemeyer. Fast break, driving lay-in up and good. Jason Weirman gets the fast break, and I wonder how many points Tri-County's got off that fast break tonight on lay-ins. Here's a long 3 from the corner for the Irish. It's up and good. Cole Taft with his first basket of the night as he drops a 3 from the deep corner on the right side of the basket. Down to 2:43 to go in this ball game. As Jason Weirman, who hit the 3 just a moment ago, or hit the lay-in just a moment ago, a cross-court pass to Henry Koepke. And underneath, oh, they fed it in again to Gronemeyer. He's in double figures, has 10 points now, all on lay-ins under the bucket. Here's Jack Stice for 3. He can't get it. And the rebound to Jason Weirman. We're going to have this is a timeout, though, just to bring in subs. I don't think they're actually going to huddle up. Checking into the lineup for Tri-County for the first time tonight is Jonah Schwab. Schwab comes onto the floor. Also, Zach Strine on the floor, a 6-foot sophomore. Strine and Schwab into the ballgame with 2:19 to go. Inbound the pass. Toss it in to Zach Strine. Strine behind the back dribble, dribbles away from a defender. He's being guarded by Kyler Sipple. Sipple gives chase to Strine. He picks up his dribble, needs help. Strine puts it into the corner to Garrett Smid. Smid, a cross-court pass, long 3 up and off the glass, no. Smid chases the ball down, saves it from going out of bounds. Good effort. Flips it back to Gronemeyer. Around the corner it comes to Weirman. Under 2 minutes to go now, 1:51. There's a layup under the baseline, doesn't go, and coming down with the rebound for the Irish is Toby Baxter. Baxter got the rebound. Here's a 3 from the right wing that's up and off, doesn't go. That shot put up by Brendan Lemron. Rebound, fast break the other way. Zach Strine pushes it down. Henry Koepke decides to back it out and set things up. Minute 25 to go in this one. State post-game show. We'll have a complete scoring rundown, let you know how your favorite player did in the broadcast here tonight. That post-game show presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn Falls City. That'll be coming up immediately after this one. Minute 24 to play here. That foul a moment ago, incidentally, was on Toby Baxter. He's in the scorebook, I guess. Driving lay-in, ball is up. Oh, no, won't go down. That shot put up. Follow shot, try for putback, won't go. Jason Weirman laid that one up. Now driving in again to the top of the key. Around the horn it goes. Holding the ball is Zach Strine. Strine dribbles between defenders. Baxter gives chase. Strine feeds it underneath. Fall-away jump shot, baseline. On the right side of the basket is up and good for Jason Weirman. He's got 4 points now with less than a minute to play in the ballgame, 49 seconds. On the dribble in the corner is Gavin Clow in the lineup. Here's a long three that's put up from over on the left side by Hayden Clow. It won't fall. Clow with the basketball now after the rebound by Kyler Sipple. Sipple passes out to Hayden Clow. Hayden Clow feeds to the right side, a whistle and a foul. Trying to drive the baseline was Toby Baxter. He was fouled, but that's only the fourth team foul, so we won't be shooting him here yet. The foul is going to be on Garrett Smith, his first personal. Sacred Heart will have the ball with 28 seconds to play here, waiting for the inbound pass. They toss it into Toby Baxter. Turnaround shot, Baxter. No. Rebound, follow shot. Put back up. Off for Cooper Kanabe. It wouldn't go. Rebound for the Trojans. Now the ball loose on the floor. Kanabe comes up with it. Kanabe gives the pass to Gavin Clow. Clow in the paint. Top of the key. Dribbling inside the lane. Backing it out on the elbow is Kyler Sipple. Sipple across court pass. Irish aren't going to get a shot off. Baxter with the shot at the buzzer that doesn't go. And there's your ball game. Your final score tonight, 63-26. Tri-County, 63. Sacred Heart, 26. We're going to make this a one-minute break, just a one-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with our post-game show after this one-minute timeout on KTNC.
It's often been said, if you really want to know what's going on, just follow the money. Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic of Falls City are proud to announce their newest medical staff member, Cassie Munoz Parsons. As a family nurse practitioner and psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, Cassie will see behavior and mental health and substance use disorder patients at the clinic between 8 and 5 on Monday and Friday and 9 to 6 every Wednesday, as well as telehealth visits on Tuesdays. To make an appointment, call the clinic at 402-245-4475. Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic in Falls City. Online at cmcfc.org.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Tri-County High School. Our post-game show presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. You're invited to stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect at Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it. Well, let's take a look at the numbers here. Not a pretty thing to look at. The Irish fall to the Trojans tonight, 63-26. First of all, the scoring for Tri-County. They had three players in double figures. Caden Bales led the way with 18 points. Drew Sims, their sophomore point guard, he finished with 14. Tayden Gronemeyer, also in double figures, had 10. After that, it was Cameron Reynolds adding 8. Dustin Kapke with 6. 4 points for Jason Weirman. And Braden Strofe added 3 for their total of 63. From the charity stripe, Tri-County made 2 out of 4 shots from the free throw line. For the Sacred Heart Irish, nobody made it into double figures. Jack Stice led the way tonight. He finished with 8 points. Joe Simon had 6. James Freshel also with 6 points. Cole Taft added 3, and Brendan Lemrod hit 3 free throws for his 3 points for Sacred Heart's total of 26. From the free throw line, Sacred Heart made 7 out of 12 at the charity stripe in the ballgame. Score by quarters, Tri-County jumped out to an early lead, 17-4 after one period. They were up 30-7 at halftime, led it 49-16. After three quarters, and then went on to the 63-26 win. With the win, Tri-County improves their record to 5-1 on the year. The loss drops Sacred Heart now to 4-1 on the season. This post-game scoring recap has been presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City, where you're invited to stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armconnect. Farm Bureau Financial Services, it's your future, less protected. Well, we'll be back on the air over on Sunny 101.3 this Thursday evening. We'll have the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds on the road taking on the Freeman Falcons. We invite you to join us for that one. A couple of other scores that we have here for you in the girls' finals. Johnson Brock defeated Sterling 51-26. The final in the boys' game, Johnson Brock over Sterling 71-24. In the girls' game earlier tonight here, the Sacred Heart girls improved their record to 7-0 as they defeated Tri-County 38-31. And then this game just a moment ago, Tri-County with the big win over Sacred Heart. So that's about going to wrap her up for tonight's coverage of high school basketball from here at Tri-County High School. For Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight, the Tri-County Trojans 63 and the Sacred Heart Irish 26. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to High School Basketball on KTNC.